champions to come out and receive their medals this afternoon. Champions of the Blue Square Sound, KFC Wimbledon. And first up to receive his championship medal, Kilimu Achai.
Hello, this is Eric Samuelson. I'm sitting in the main stand about 20 minutes after the game. The players are in the dressing room still celebrating, and just this once we've actually let some of the children who wanted to on the pitch to kick the ball around, because we've got 2 months for it to recover. This podcast is going to be a collection of a number of things. In particular, it'll have memories and thoughts about the season from some fans interviewed before our final game. And it will also include a conversation with Terry Brown looking back on the game and on the season. For those of you who were here today, and indeed for those of you who couldn't make it, I hope that this serves as a reminder of some of the great moments of the season and of the day in particular.
My highlight of the season is Tom Davies' goal against Chelmsford. Made it 3-1 and we were on our way.
Yeah, I think for me it was probably Wickham, not because of the result, but just, you know, the way the club handled itself on the day and being on telly and whatnot. So yeah, Wickham for me. There you go.
The start, without a doubt, going away to Newport and winning, that set us on a roll.
Gee, I think the best moment's now, actually. It's the easiest, happiest, nicest day.
Probably the first match I went to against, I can't remember who it was against now, but they got me into it.
Hayes and Yedding?
Yeah, Hayes and Yedding, that's it.
John Main's goal at Hampton, just the sheer relief.
Favourite moment? Well, I think it's virtually all the matches, really. They've all been fantastic, especially the start of the season. I think that was really good.
No, this is my second game.
Terry Brown, one heck of an excited Wimbledon manager, delighted with the result today. We needed to win today. I know it might sound a bit finicky, as in, okay, we'd have won it anyway, but we wanted to win it ourselves, we wanted to win it on our own patch, wanted to celebrate properly. I thought our first half, we were tentative, to say the least. I give them their last rollicking of the season at half-time. I was disappointed. I didn't think they worked hard enough in the first half. We came out second half. I was so pleased that Kennedy, who had a major contribution to the start of our season, been injured a lot of it, and then come back and had his game today, and I thought he was man of the match. I thought he deserved to get the goal. The first goal we scored today was of the quality that we were playing earlier on in the year, and I'm so pleased for the boy. So, you know, he's one of our 21-year-olds that's had a great experience this year, and it'll stand them in good stead. And whoever our players are this year, and whatever happens to them next year, they're winners, they're champions. I think the experience in previous years at other clubs has taught me actually nothing, in as much as you never know where the season's going to take. You never know where injuries are going to take. You never know if you know your 8 or 10 new signings are going to be what you think they are. They invariably tend to turn out not quite as good as you'd hoped. Some of our signings this year haven't, through various reasons, lived up to expectation, but the vast majority have, and those that wore the shirt and got the medals today certainly lived up to expectation and exceeded expectation. And some really wonderful performances at different periods of the year, where, you know, Sam would have a great run of games and then go flat, and then Kennedy would, and you know, I could go all through the team, but there's the backbone of the team was solid, with the experience there necessary. You know, Judgey didn't play today, but boy, what a year he's had. Fantastic year. Quite rightly got the supporters player of the year. Danny Kebble and Maney. I mean, Maney's 33 goals. I mean, where'd you get 33 goals from? There's not many people score that. Kedge managed not to score in the last 16 by hook or by crook, which I find incredible because he's a very good player. And I think those two will have to have a hard summer, and they'll have to get themselves fitter, because the level we're going up to, we need to all get 10% fitter, and I think them two need to get 20% fitter.
Well, highlight of the season for me was the Chelmsford game.
Yeah, I think the equaliser last weekend, that was a bit of a cracking point, wasn't it? Getting the 1-1 draw.
I think the first game of the season down at Newport, when you realise when it's all going to start, getting a win down there and pouring rain was a cracking day out.
Just the whole season, been brilliant.
Sammy Hatton's 40-yarder for Hampton was pretty great.
For me, Hatton's wonder strike at Maidenhead. Awesome.
Oh no, his goal against here, against Hampton, 40-yarder.
Newport, first game of the season, up at the drive down to Wales. I think that was the best game of the season.
No, I don't know, mate.
I've been too drunk most of the season.
Since Hampton, it's been non-stop partying, really. What with the Wimbledon people and me, friends and family at home, we'll carry on that partying right up till the dinner and dance, and I expect that will be as good a dinner and dance as the club's ever witnessed. I'm looking forward to that. After that, I've got the most erroneous task in the world of telling people that I'm proud of how well they played, I'm proud of them being champions, and I'm sorry I've got to release you. And that's the worst part of the job. That'll be after the dinner and dance, and that's a horrible part of the job that no manager. It's bad enough when you've had a pretty average year and you have to move people on. When you've had one of the best years in your managerial career, it's even harder. But I do know from experience that you can't afford to be sentimental, and you can't afford to stand still in any business or a football club, and we need to move on to another level again if we're going to be doing what we've done this year. My last message to the fans for this season is I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I think you had a brief glimpse, a good glimpse of where we're trying to take the club and in what fashion we're trying to take the club. It will be a footballing club. We will be known as the team that get it down and pass. The players I'll be getting in the summer will be young, and there'll be some experienced players coming in as well, because, you know, you can't go into the conference with a team full of kids. But it will be essentially young. We are trying to take the club onto a full-time standing. So I'm looking in a perfect world to have 8 part-time and sort of 12 full-time, so that we can come in Mondays and Wednesdays and also do a Tuesday night and Thursday, a bit like Dagenham have done and a bit like Barnet done a few years ago. So we're not rushing into this full-time. Still playing 38 weeks rather than 52, because, again, financially it gives you more leverage and you keep within your budgets. And I think, although we want to get in the Football League, what I'd beg of you all is to please enjoy the journey, because you'll remember the journey long time after you'll remember getting in there. Once you get in the Football League and you're driving up to these various northern outposts on freezing cold Tuesday nights, then you might look back and think, well, they weren't too bad days that we had. So enjoy the journey, because I know I am.
The highlight of this season is seeing the final league table and clear points between us and everybody else. I can't say anything apart from that. From what this club, run by fans, owned by fans, funded by fans, everything done by fans, even the fans play for us at times. You can say no bigger testament to a club like this, and it's a fantastic way to finish the season. I take my hat off to every single one of them out there.
I think the biggest highlight was probably the Hampton-Richmond game last week.
Oh, today's got to be the highlight. It's got to be. Having a drink and everything. All the players.
Newport away.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
game of the season.
I enjoyed John Main's headed goal last week. That did it for me, I think.
The financial state of the company.
Beating Chelmsford at home in January, because that's a game where we thought we could actually win the league.
The highlights is again Newport County away, drinking with a load of very, very mad Welshmen. It's very enjoyable, and I thought it was going to be a lot of fun this season, and it's turned out that way, I think.
I think today shows all that AFC is about. Fans club celebrating in style, players believe in it, management believe in it, we're all one. great day.
I think my highlight of the season was the Wickham FA Cup game where we got well beaten, but my wife, rather against her better judgment, got me ball sponsorship for the game. And what is he doing?
He's stripping.
Please drink responsibly. Thank you.
Give it up then for your champions of the Blue Square South 2009 AFC Wimbledon.